Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to. Are we up? Hey guys, welcome to Standing on Our Soapbox. We got to start there without warning. It looks like we were off on a lag time there. Welcome to the show, everyone. Craig, are you around?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going down, dude?
I don't know. All of a sudden, the show just started on itself like 45 seconds early. I was freaked out. We didn't get to play our fun little open or anything. We're going to have to play our little open.
Well, go ahead and play it.
I'm going to play it, and then we'll just go ahead and what the heck? All right, give me 1 second.
Or just wait. Just wait another 30 seconds and then play it.
There you go. We'll play it now, and then I'll fix it in post if I have to. What the heck?
No, it's all right. That's a live show, right?
There you go. Welcome to live
show.
How's
everybody doing out there? 347-989-0126. Lot of pop culture news today. Dude, we took 24 hours off, and I got pummeled with pop culture and politics and just all sorts of crap happened in my life. So
much going on. We apologize. Yep. I had a last-minute scheduling snafu yesterday, so we had to take yesterday off. But we are scheduled every Monday through Friday right here at 4 o'clock Eastern time for an hour. And
347-989.
No shortage of news days.
0126. I'm just going to keep talking over
anymore.
You, Scott.
There you go. It works. It's our shtick.
Hey, go ahead and play the opener.
All right, guys. Hey, let's get it started. We're going to get it started the right way. Here we go.
It's time for Standing on My Soapbox, the daily rant and radio show. We talk about all of the good, bad, and the ugly of current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley. You, our listeners, are invited to call in and stand on our soapbox with us. Call 347-989-0126 between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 347-989-0126. Now, here are your host and creator, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley.
Hey,
there you go.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, much better.
There you go. Well, it is Friday, February 22nd, 2019, in case you are catching the podcast replay in April or something. This may be a little old for you, but welcome to Standing on Our Soapbox, where Craig and I try to talk about all the current events going on, pop culture, politics, anything else that tickles our fancy. And you are invited to call in at what phone number, Craig?
That's 347-989-0126. Once again, 347-989-0126.
There you go. We'll be here for at least the next hour, guys. Call in and stand on my soapbox with us. We'll have a little fun. Where do you want to start? There is so much going on. I'm going to let you pick the topic.
I have to. My neighbor that I grew up with, they've lived next door to my parents for 35 years. Claudia and Jim, they have an autistic child, and he passed away this morning after having an epileptic seizure. And I'm really torn up. Patrick was an amazing young man. It's really tough for me. 'Cause, you know, I've got this thing about, particularly, autism. We've got, semi cures at this point for the ailments that are around autism. And part of that's weed. It seems to calm people with autism, and it seems to be able to make sure that they can actually function, semi-function in this world. And when they have an extremely difficult time doing that, social cues for autistic people with autism, they never they never pick them up. They don't know what that's about. And this kid was completely, I always had a great relationship with this kid. He loved my dogs, loved my family. I would talk to him anytime I was over there and I saw him, and he would actually seek me out when he saw my car. And he would, you know, seek me out to talk to me. I just feel really bad. And then epilepsy too. Marijuana seems to be a cure for that as well. There's a whole bunch of things that, a whole bunch of videos that we can see, and there's a whole bunch of stats, and especially because of the legalization, that's what medicinal weed actually, or medicinal marijuana, is actually about. It doesn't necessarily cure anything, but it does help with the symptoms, which help you as the individual, whatever it is that you're fighting, cancer, epilepsy, autism, whatever it is, even gout, it helps you to through whatever it is that you're ailing from. So, you know, I know a whole bunch of cancer patients that have in the past, when they're going through chemo, they'll smoke because of the pain, and then that rids them of the pain, and then they're able to eat, which when you're able to eat, you're able to fight off, you're able to get stronger. So I'm obviously a proponent, is that the right word? I'm obviously an advocate for legalization, and I'm just really torn up over this kid, and I feel really, I feel kind of lost for his family. I don't feel sorry, I don't know what that is when people, you know, come up to you and say that we're sorry for your loss. We're praying for you. What the hell? Take action while the person's alive and tell them, you know, that you love them and take care of the people around you, dude. So that's kind of where I'm at today. And then on top of all, you know, all the frickin' news that came out. I just wanted to say that to the family that's out there. So, and anybody else that's suffering from
that.
Me.
And, it's a tough thing. I have very good friends that live in Chicago. I told you my across street neighbor, her daughters both live in Chicago, and one of them has an autistic boy, Maddie, who is just the sweetest child you ever want to meet. I believe Maddie's 8 now. And
dude, these kids are brilliant.
These
autistic kids are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. They may seem. The scientific sense, retarded. I know we're not supposed to use that, but that is, scientifically, the word retarded means slowed and hindered. The only place that they're slowed and hindered is in social cues, is in dealing with other individuals. But besides that, they are almost all the time the highest IQ on the planet. So, and these Asperger's kids, which is a spectrum, you know, or people, I'm sorry, I don't mean to call them all kids, but, you know, people with Asperger's as well, highest IQs of anyone. So we really need to pay attention to what they're saying and how they're saying it, and kind of, I don't know, ignore the fact that, you know, they're walking around and inappropriately saying stuff. We were at the Shakespeare Theater on Navy Pier in Chicago a couple of years back, and there was an autistic kid in the audience, and it was a Saturday afternoon matinee, so you know it's free for everybody to go, and you as an audience member, I as an audience member, actually really enjoyed. Because he would, at inappropriate times, yell stuff out. And he was like in the third row. And you know, in particular, he's like, where's Gaston? And it's like, wait, Gaston is the bad guy in this. So it was really, it was actually really funny to me. And, you know, and if you really pay attention, there's just brilliant moments, absolutely brilliant moments in life. Instead of getting offended, you know, take it as one of these moments where it's like, wow, that's actually a really cool way of looking at it, you know, and right. You know, and it was just really funny moments just out of nowhere. Where's Gaston? So, you know, it's really funny stuff. I just really feel, I really feel for my neighbors and other people out there that are suffering with these ailments. You know, they're mostly born, you know, almost all the time. They're, especially with autism, you're born with it. ADHD, you're born with it. There's a couple of disorders out there that, you know, are caused by environmental stresses. But, you know, like ASD specifically, you're born with it. There's nothing, absolutely nothing they can do about having autism spectrum disorder. So, or being on the spectrum. And
well,
it's up
that's
to
one
us.
Of my hopes, and I've said it on the air before, and I've said it to you. One of my hopes as we grow this show and we go on and evolve and everything. So I'd love to see us once or twice a week dedicating the show to certain topics and have people calling in or bring some experts on that. Because I still think it's fascinating. We have in the news the last couple weeks or so, we've had the measles outbreaks and talking about not vaccinating because of possible autism links. And I honestly am not well versed in either side. I'd love to have some people talk about that on both sides and just bring some amazing kids like that on or something, or adults, or just something to talk about it. Cause it's really good to deep dive into those things. Cause you really can't appreciate.
Yeah.
It
if we could get a,
really
if we could get a doctor that, a doctor with a PhD, you know, we get somebody that could call in and throw some information our way. That'd be great. You know, so that we're not just talking out our asses here. So,
exactly.
But, yeah. But on to other stuff, dude. Oh my God.
Well, let's see.
I'm sorry.
So
I got to talk about Jussie. I got to talk about Jussie Smollett. I mean, they, dude, I said this before,
hey,
man.
I mean,
and I get that he needs attention, and I get that he needs love, and I get that. And we got to be, you know, supportive, but dude, it is really, really bad for somebody to set some shit up and then to make other people look bad when they're already going to do shit that's going to make them look bad. So like I said yesterday, you know, celebrities, or the day before, celebrities, in my disclaimer, no less, celebrities can do other stupid shit. Like stick a Hot Wheels up your ass, get the X-ray and put it on Instagram. You know, I mean, do other stupid shit to get attention. So you can't do this. It's so detrimental to a cause, to our cause, to everybody's cause of being themselves, of being free to be themselves. So it's really detrimental to that.
It's hard to talk about as two white guys here, but Chicago is not having a good week for black singers. I mean, we have this whole
R. Kelly
Smollett thing happening. R. Kelly today being arraigned on 10 counts of child endangerment or child sexual imposition. Not looking good. Chicago's not playing games, man. We were talking from our very first episode about Chicago police. These are some things that Chicago police is doing right. I was very impressed with the supervisors.
It's also good to show on all sides. It's not just both sides. It's not just Republicans and Democrats. It's all sides. That there are douchebags in politics, period, and in music, period, and in the entertainment business, period. There are douchebags everywhere. And if you're just relying on one side or the other, you're relying on the douchebag that is, you know, their choice at that point. So just make sure that when you're relying on the information or trusting that individual, you know, that you're dealing with a douchebag. Usually, especially these guys. from what I can tell.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I actually had someone, it's kind of funny you said it that way, because I had someone, one of my friends who listens to our show the other day and really likes our show a lot, but he said, so you guys aren't just going to be two angry dudes the whole time, right? I said, no, that's what this whole show's about. It's about talking about bringing your guys'
perspective. No, I'm going to be angry the whole time.
But,
just two angry
dudes
talking.
We have fun topics, too. We have a couple good topics today.
Hey,
but
dude,
I mean,
no,
it's,
Wednesday show turned into a foodie show. We turned into, like,
exactly,
you know, a chef.
Exactly.
Yeah, we turned into talking about food. We talked about Portillo's for I don't know how long, at least 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Talking
we're
about
talking
Italian
about
beef.
Today, talking about fantastic families and children. I mean, I think we're pretty uplifting, and it's current events. So every once in a while, there's going to be some things we're going to have to rant on. We're also raving about certain things and reviewing other things. So call in and join us, 347-989-0126, right?
Yep, 347-989-0126.
Yeah, but hey, it's going to be interesting to see where this stuff goes. I can't believe that Jussie is adamantly denying this. Breaking news today was that he is being edited out of the last five episodes of the season and asked not to act in the last two that have not been filmed.
Wow.
So they are not releasing him from his contract yet, but they are editing out the three episodes that have been filmed. There's five episodes left, I guess, of the season. They're editing the three upcoming, and of the two that are being filmed, including the finale where he was going to be featured on, he's been cut from entirely. So there are repercussions that way. The R. Kelly thing is just breaking. Who knows what's happening on? He was acquitted of child pornography back in 2008. Today he's got 10 counts of gross sexual imposition with, and these are more kids ranging from 13 to 16 years old.
Wow.
So can't comment on it yet till we find out more information, but if it's...
Yeah, it's been rumored. R. Kelly's been rumored for forever. The west side of Chicago or near northwest side has always talked about him. Even since like 2004, his studio was right across the street from an area where we built some condos, or my dad's company was involved in building some condos, and there were people talking around there about how the parties and everything, and it's a rock star world that he lives in. It's not, I've gotten the opportunity to be on all sides of this. I've lived a rock star life, and at the same time I've lived just a normal life. So when you're living a rock star life, it's really tough to say no, and you can't just turn and say, let me see your driver's license. It doesn't really work that way. So, because these guys are getting bombarded all the time by groups of women. So, you know, it's really hard to actually differentiate, because you know, and women you know, all look different ages when they're in that stage of life. So you know, and it's sometimes a party atmosphere where it's you know, I'm sorry, it's rock star way. I mean, you know, Playboy Mansion's this way. There's multiple parties. Everybody knows that, you know, groupies are all over the place. So, and this has been the way for rock stars forever. And, you know, you don't, I'm sorry, you don't even know people's names sometimes. So, you know, it's like, how do you, I feel bad for him on one side of it, but on the other side of it, if you're being accused of it, pay attention, you know, and make sure that the people that you're sleeping with are of age. So,
exactly. I mean, we don't need to have another Craig retraction on Monday. We're not saying that we're condoning R. Kelly sleeping with 13.
Oh no, we'll have another Craig retraction. We welcome replies to our editorial.
Exactly. We're not condoning 13 to 16 year olds. We're just saying that you don't always know. There's some 14 year olds that I would swear are
we're
25 sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy out there, but
And I remember being that age and feeling, you know, like I don't know how to describe, like I couldn't tell, you know, and you have to ask. And even in my early 20s or even in my teens. So, you know, it's a weird gray line, especially in a place in the entertainment business. I remember also feeling that I always wanted to be older. And so you see these people who are really young, always wanting to live a life of a 20-year-old or a 21-year-old. And I remember feeling that way when I was younger, that I wish I was 21 so that I can go on and lead a different life, an adult life.
Right.
So that's part of it too.
There you go. I'm going to interrupt you for a second, Craig. We have a caller on line one. We got lots of calls, lots of lines open, guys. 347-989-0126. We're going to bring on Tom. I believe he's out in the L area. Tom, you're on the air. What do you want to talk? What, you're standing on our soapbox. What's up?
Hey guys, I'm literally just tuning in, so I'm not entirely sure what topic you're on. But if you let me know, I can chime in.
Talk about whatever you want to. Talk about whatever you want to, dude.
What are you guys talking about now? Maybe I'll just hop in there.
We're talking about R. Kelly.
Chicago R. Kelly being indicted today on 10 counts of sexual imposition with minors, and Jussie Smollett denying his charges after being indicted yesterday. That's what our first topic is. You can chime in, or we'll
and also ASD, also autism spectrum disorder, and weed.
Today, yeah.
And weed and the use of weed in order to help the symptoms. So that's what we've been talking about.
That R. Kelly conversation. Yeah, I mean that's one of the craziest sets of stories that I've ever seen. I'm very unclear how he's gotten away with this for so long. Like, it's not like this is a shock, right? Like, I'm pretty
it's been years. Like I said, in 2004. Yeah, in 2004, there were all these rumors running around about him.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how he's managed to get away with it for so long. All I can say with that is it's about time. And I don't know. The whole story is so shocking to me, not because of the story itself, which is pretty shocking on its own, but because of, like, how pretty much open and known this has been for a while. It's almost like, what's the best way to explain this? Like, if someone says something so ridiculous over and over and over again for an extended period of time, it's almost like they're just allowed to get away. Because, like, the guy's been coming out with albums called, like, Age is Only a Number, Sex Planet, like... So whenever you hear R. Kelly's doing weird sexual stuff, you're always like, well, of course R. Kelly's doing weird sexual stuff. That's what his deal is. But I think just like, it's almost like that's allowed him to get away with all of this stuff but still, like, he's so brazenly and flagrantly going against the law. Like, even just hearing his wife talk about, like, him not paying alimony, but her calling it financial punishment or something. It's like, no, that's not financial punishment. There's a legal term for it. It's called not paying his alimony. Like, it's just crazy what he's done brainwashing people. I don't know. I mean, like,
well, that's a rock star world that I'm talking about. It's a very, very skewed reality. And he, like you just said, he has come out with songs and albums that are titled what he's been doing. And he's literally throwing it in people's faces and making tons of money and selling out concerts and becoming the rock star that he is. So, you know, I totally agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's in and of itself. And then what was the other topic you guys were chatting about?
Well, we opened it up. Craig lost a good friend to autism today with an epilepsy. So we're talking a little about autism. Yeah. I mean, we can stay in the sex vein. If you're a football fan, Tom, we could talk about Robert Kraft today, owner of the New England Patriots.
Nice.
He's been caught and charged with misdemeanor sexual solicitation at
down in
exclusive
Florida.
Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida. If you can go there, where do you want to go, buddy?
I mean, the Robert Kraft story, I know there's, like, people that will try and make it, like, a serious take story. But, like, to me, it's just so much more funny than it is anything else.
You just wanted a happy ending, right? That's all
I
wanted,
like,
was a happy ending.
I mean, like, is there anything funnier than, like, a white billionaire getting caught trying to get a $60 rub? I don't know. I mean, like, I'm sure there are people who will take some, like, prostitution stance and how blah, blah, blah. But, like, I'm sorry. This one is just way funnier than it is at anything else. So it's a fantastic story. It's just fantastic.
I agree. And there is a serious start to it. There is some sexual exploitation there. There definitely is the serious side of it with some human trafficking, which we're not making light of course.
Right.
But
right,
you got to
right.
say...
Well,
you're right.
There,
we don't
know
hilarious.
That. I mean, that's what the Jupiter police are saying, but we don't know that. They're looking into that, the human trafficking part of this. But, you know, that's that, dude, happy endings. I didn't make that up. That's something that's been going on forever, you know, in a lot of massage parlors. So, I think it's pretty hysterical, too.
I just think, like, come on. Most of the time when guys like this are caught doing this kind of stuff, they're caught with, like, some kind of ridiculous, depressing, high-end escort ring and blah, blah, blah.
Right,
this
right.
Just like him going to some random place with, like, the open sign flickering in the window, probably the Asian massage spa or whatever in Jupiter, Florida. Like, God, it's the best. I don't know what else to say. Like, I read it and just, like, I just read the story with a smile on my face and, you know, that's all I'm really taking from it.
Well, I don't want to make any unforward accusations or innuations or anything, but I believe that 45 has the golf course there. It's only 28 miles from Mar-a-Lago. And
yeah, it's
him
in
and
Doral.
Kraft are good friends. I'm wondering if
Doral.
They've shared a room or anything. Who knows?
Nice.
It'd be interesting.
No, it doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like it because, 45's got, you know, call girls that will pee on him. So it's a completely different animal right there. You know, he's going into a massage parlor. Really?
Oh, my God. Tom, take us away from sex. Give us a new topic, Tom. We're going to get in trouble.
No, we can stay on sex.
I love it. I'm loving it.
God.
Hey, this is your show, man. This is you to stand on my soapbox. What do you want to talk about? Anything that you want to rave about or anything you want to review or anything? What's going on in your life down in L.A.?
Man, I feel like there's never been a better world to stand on the soapbox. I can stand on a soapbox about anything at this point. I think.
Did it snow in Los Angeles downtown?
It snowed in Pasadena, which
yeah,
is
no,
insane.
It snows in Pasadena. It snowed in Pasadena in the past,
yeah,
just in the past 20 years.
It didn't actually snow in downtown. It's 65 here now. I mean,
right.
It's definitely been cold. I mean,
cold
look,
enough to snow.
I think for some reason, amongst all of the things pissing me off over the last 2 years, the one that's like recently really pissing me off is the anti-vax people. It's so, so dumb. And like, once again, it's this, when I sit there and listen to people make arguments about how, and it's the same thing with the healthcare thing, right? When I sit there and listen to people make arguments about how they should have a choice whether to get a vaccine or not, and completely ignore the fact that no one has the choice whether to be on the same subway car as someone that has not gotten a measles vaccine, or I don't have a choice having a 3-month-old baby, whether some moron has not gotten their child vaxxed. I can't give my child a shot for the first 3 months of his life, and so I am either forced to sit indoors for 3 months or be a normal person and take my 3-month-old child out to places, like at two and a half months. I don't have a choice that those people decided to not get a vaccine that has reduced the freaking diseases that they're claiming they don't do anything for by 99.9%.
Yeah, it's just science.
It's
just science.
I just hate people sometimes. Like, I just, like, the anti-vax movement to me is, like, the reason that Trump is able to be president. It's the reason that people are able to get news pumped to them that presents a single side. It's the, and, like, you know what? And then I guess let me just close this out by saying Facebook, who owns Instagram, who owns WhatsApp, and owns more data mining companies that you can possibly imagine that run far deeper than the Facebook name itself.
Yeah, they're already doing it, by the way, for 2020 elections. They're already running a whole bunch of computer, a whole bunch of bullshit, a whole bunch of fake news, a whole bunch of stuff.
Because they don't
happening.
Care. And if you really think about how dangerous this is, like, for example, if I went on Facebook's advertising platform, I could find, I could just literally say, I want to advertise directly to people that have looked for a hotel room in Paris, France over the last 2.5 weeks, who have over 2 credit cards that cost $250 a month and frequent X types of sites. I could literally advertise that. So what do you think happens when people who actually what do you think happens when people who actually rely on Facebook, how easy it is to present them goals that insulate them in a effing world of all of this bullshit?
I want to know when Facebook became a news broadcast. I don't understand. They're not a news station. Facebook is not a news station. So why are people getting their news from Facebook?
Well, because because Facebook is an aggregator. So what Facebook is, it's an aggregator, right? Like, if I'm a sports fan and I go to I no longer go to ESPN, right? I go to an aggregation site that shows me feeds of every single story on the internet, right? But when I go to the aggregation sites, I'm putting in, I'm a Lakers fan. So they give me all the news about the Lakers. But when you go to Facebook, which news-wise is an aggregation site where people are posting articles and things like that, you can only be, you can, between your friends, who are probably freaking idiots and insane if you're in that genre, and what you're being
presented
from the news
organization. Not even if you're in that genre. On all sides.
Right. And between the news organizations, basically you're getting a feed of one-sided BS that you haven't even necessarily chosen, right? And so, like, I just think that is – and people – like, most people honestly don't understand how those platforms work enough to understand that that's the situation. And then finally, to close out on Facebook and the government in general, the lack of data privacy in this country, like – you can't imagine how much damage that the last 10 to 15 years of our country is going to do to us in the long run. If you look at any of these major tech companies right now, look how much investment is coming from SoftBank, which is bankrolled from Saudi Arabia. Look how much investment is coming from China. Look how much investment is coming from overseas. Because we have placed no regulations and no limits on the data that these companies can access and release about people, what do you think is happening when a Chinese government-funded company now has access to all of our people's most fundamental information? Like, we are making it so easy for them to continue to rip this country apart. And, like, it's not that difficult to figure out. And I just wish people weren't getting dumber. Because this isn't that complicated.
To jump on your point, Tom, I agree 100%. And these guys share this stuff immediately, and it's so scary the targets they can do. I'm a home health care for my mother. I love my 80-year-old mother, but I had to look up. She had wanted me to look up.
Hey, Tom, real quick, do me a favor. Sorry, Scott. Tom, real quick, just turn down your radio a little bit because I'm hearing an echo. No worries. Wow, I didn't mean to say no worries either. No worries makes no sense. It makes no grammatic sense, and then it causes the person to actually worry. Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's because we're adopting the Australian lifestyle, but that's okay. But anyway, what my point was, to get to Tom's point, is I'm taking care of my mom, so I'm looking some stuff on my computer to find her some clothes she needs to do, and now I'm looking at it in Google, but on Facebook, I'm getting ads for women clothing every 5 seconds here. It drives me up a freaking tree because they aggregate and sell your information and trade your information so much that they can immediately target you. And that means someone knows immediately what you're thinking of getting, buying, or doing whatever. And it's scary when you think about it.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But I think like
right,
what,
well, we're half an hour into the show here, and we know we're trying to get our sponsorship by
we're
Juul.
We're 41 in,
so we have
aren't
to give Craig a smoke break here. So let's go ahead, take a quick break. We're going to
Tom, thanks so
here.
Much, dude. Thanks so much for calling,
no problem,
man.
Guys.
Really, really
no
appreciate
problem.
It. And it was good talking to you, man. I hope your life is going well.
It's going
we're here
great.
Every day,
thanks,
Monday
guys.
Through Friday. This time, Tom, give us a call. We'd love to hear your opinions. Appreciate
right.
it.
I'll call.
We're
going
to take
I'll
a quick break. We'll be back on the other
I'll
side in about 3 minutes. Simply
peace,
standing
Tom.
In our soapbox right here on Blog Talk Radio. Alrighty, we are back. You are listening to Standing on My Soapbox with myself, Scott, and across the room there is Craig. We are here to listen to anything you want to talk about today. Give us a call at 347-989-0126. I've got a couple things left on my
347-989-0126.
There you go. Hey, can I talk about the Virgin Galactic ship for a second? I think that's kind of
sure.
fun.
Cool.
I'm a space nerd. We talked about Space Force the other day. Let's talk about real space stuff that's happening right now.
Yeah, I told Katie, Katie wants me to go to my fiance, Katie. And I also wanted to talk about, there was something that Tom said, our last caller. I don't know what it was, but I wanted to talk about what the impact, it was about the impact of what we're doing right now, generations to come. And Katie is currently doing a play called The Abuelas, in which we see four generations, have to deal with the impact of taking infants away and giving them to families that are sympathizers of a dictatorship. So, the things that we're doing right now, long after we're dead, will they continue to impact generations? So we really do need to pay attention to the things that we are doing because they will affect the future.
Isn't that what our national emergency is right now? Is the separating the children? Isn't that what the national emergency about?
That is what the national emergency should be about.
It's not about a wall, it's about separating kids from their parents, right?
That's our national emergency. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how we go
I cut you off on what you were. Yeah, all the funding should be going into making sure that those parents get their kids back so that they could actually raise their kids.
Exactly.
You know, regardless if they're raising them in this country or if they're raising them in the country that they're originally from, which if you're sending them back to the country that they're original from, they're most likely going to get killed. So it's not a good place where they're originally from. Otherwise they wouldn't be running. They wouldn't be running away from whatever it is. It's not like they're criminals. The majority of the time it's extremely rich dictator governments that are pushing out the lower income. And it seems to be happening here in the United States as well. There seems to be an attack on lower income they're already attacked, dude. They're already being hit. You know, hit upside the head with the fact that they're not making enough money to survive. So
right.
we really need to be compassionate when it comes to all this.
I agree. And like you said, it's real stuff. Real world stuff's happening right now. This play that was written a while back is now showing us what's going to happen in 20, 30 years. So we have to pay attention. I do want to get onto my Virgin Galactic because I am a space nerd, like we said.
That's where I started that. Katie wants me to go to Europe, and I said, no, I'm not going to Europe. I know it's like a 6-hour flight. I'm not doing it. And even though I've been to Hawaii, which, the last time I went, it was like an 8-hour flight, but 5 hours from LA. I won't do it. And she's like, that when you get there, cause like I'll go to Amsterdam or Copenhagen or Denmark or one of these places that's, you know, got a whole bunch of freedoms going on. And, she's like, you probably won't want to leave, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I probably won't come back to the United States if we do go to Europe. I said that when Richard Branson gets his, spaceships going where we can fly. It takes 10 minutes to get out of the atmosphere and get through the troposphere and through and up into space. And then we pivot and we drop back down in and then we land in France 20 minutes later. Yeah, that's cool as hell. I'll do something like that. That sounds like fun.
There you go.
So, but the trip's got to be under a half hour. I can't be sitting on a plane for, 5-6 hours doing this.
Oh, I miss the Concorde. That's for damn sure. But yeah, he's moving it, man. He's got his galactic ship Unity. They did another trial flight today. They brought on a third person who's actually an astronaut instructor, Beth Moses, and she sat in the back of the bus basically because they've only had these two pilots doing it forever. And what they're trying to do is to get make it so it's commercially viable to bring people along. The ship right now is built for 6 people to take along, so they brought Beth on, who's a astronaut instructor, and had her sit in the back playing one of those six seats to kind of see what the effects were as they went down there. These guys are going up 51.4 miles, which is about 83 kilometers. The government considers pilots who've flown above 80 kilometers to be astronauts. So these two pilots for Richard Branson are officially astronauts. They are astronauts now. I don't think it's in our price range quite yet. Like I said, it holds 6 passengers.
Yeah, what's that, $500,000 a seat? How much does that cost?
$250,000. And they
wow.
have 600
yeah,
seats
I'm
on
not
the
going to Europe.
Already.
I'm not going to Europe anytime soon.
I'm
sorry, Katie.
You, 600 people on the waiting list. Oh, my goodness.
Really? Are there people on the waiting list?
They have 600 people.
With a $250,000 price tag. That's amazing.
Well, we have 400 people. We talked about it on Wednesday. 400 people in the country have more money than 150 million of the rest of Americans. So I'm sure those people are on the list. And they could find 200 from around the world, I guess. But very interesting stuff. But I just thought that was kind of fun. I'm glad that he's doing that. I mean, Richard Branson, you're an admirer of him. I'm an admirer of him. He's very innovative. And it's kind of cool that it's actually working out. I would like the price to come down a lot. But it's just kind of cool to hear about that stuff happening.
Okay, so are you suggesting maybe that Altered State is right again? That I'm right again on this? Because that means that it's only the billionaires that are buying the $250,000 seats, not necessarily even the millionaires. If there's
exactly.
only six seats, you know, and there's only like a certain amount that you already, how many people have put down 250,000?
Right. And they can only do six at a time. So you figure they're
right.
getting what is that? That's $1.5 million a flight. You know,
wow.
Goodness gracious. Can't be that much in fuel.
Yeah, I think they're setting up to leave, and it's only going to be them. It's not going to be us.
Wow.
We can't afford to do it.
You got to catch up this book, Altered State of the Union, on Amazon. Craig Curley, we talked about it on Wednesday. It's crazy.
Altered
stuff,
State of
my
the
friend.
Union.
Going to start calling you Nostra Craig from here on out.
Nice.
Nostra Craig.
Nice. I'll take that.
All right. What's up next? What do you want to talk about?
I'm not sure. I got any callers? 347-989-0126. What did you want to talk about?
347-989-0126. Is that what you said? Okay, very good. Come on,
347-989-0126.
Company. Give us up. This is your show. We got about 15 minutes left. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Let's see. What's on? I want to talk about Hallmark Channel a bit. You and Katie, are you ever worked for Hallmark Channel in any of their movies? I think Katie would be such a natural fit for their Christmas movies and their homespun fun on that network. Have you worked there at all?
Oh, you do not want to know how I feel about the Hallmark Channel. I have never worked for them, and Katie hasn't either. I'm not sure if we've actually had an opportunity to audition for them. I think Katie would destroy every single actor on the Hallmark Channel. So she probably couldn't be on one of those shows because it would make everybody else look really friggin' bad. You got to be really careful when you're acting with Katie, and I've acted with her. Because she's a combination of things. She's a combination of technical acting, and she's a combination of method acting. So she'll slip in and out of stuff that you as an actor are completely unprepared for. And you have to be able to roll with that. And I really, I'd love to work for the Hallmark Channel, but I too might be a problem there because I'm very similar in that way where I'll do things like not one take for me is the same. I try to repeat some things that are similar in order for them to give them room to cut things, the editors and the directors, but I won't do it. Like I'll pause in a different place. I'll actually reach out and touch you in the scene. I'll do things in areas where, you know, I'll physically reach out and I'll touch your ear. I'll do something that will just throw you completely off in the scene if you're not paying attention and if you're not actually playing the character you need to be playing. So, I think that she would dominate, actually. So it's, you know, and once again, I've never, as far as I know, auditioned for the Hallmark Channel. What were you going to say?
Like what they do. Well, the reason I want to talk about it, because it was announced today. I mean, I'm a sucker for a Hallmark Christmas music movie. I watch.
Oh, no, dude.
Year.
There's
a,
all those movies. Katie's watching them all the time. Every Christmas, it's a Hallmark Channel.
Well, this past year, they did 38 movies. And then for 2019, they have 103 original films planned, not just the Christmas. They're going to up their Christmas again, but they're going to go all year long now. They already have original series. I'm a huge Goodwitch fan because I love Catherine Bell. I fell in love with her JAG back in the day, and I love Catherine Bell. But they have their daytime talk show, Home and Family. But I just think Hallmark is killing it as far as original content. They're kind of like a mini Netflix. My worry and why I want to talk to you as an actor and everything is because they do seem to use the same actors on almost every show, which I thought is interesting from an actor's point of view. But I think they're really killing the game as far as producing original movies.
They're not using the same actors. They are using actors that haven't worked in a while, which I really appreciate. I think that, you know, it's usually actors that have had a TV series or something, you know, a movie career of some kind. And then they literally put them on. It's kind of like a star system over there at the Hallmark Channel. They'll keep you for the next year, and then they'll keep you for the next year, and they'll keep you for the next year. And it's a different movie or a different three movies every single year, and or a series. And I think that's really, really, really nice of the producers of the Hallmark Channel to do that and to see that, because there's actors that really need the jobs. And, you know, you can't, especially some of these contracts they had on different networks that were non-union contracts or SAG low budget contracts. They're not getting any residuals from working on a show for 4 years or 5 years. They're not getting anything. So
right.
They really do need the money later on in their lives in order to just survive. So I really respect them, for the Hallmark Channel, for doing that. Really appreciate
it. Another
thing
I like about them as well is they hire – They're very open in their hiring, as far as there's been a couple of, like I said, I watch them every year, and there's been quite a few out gay actors that have been on there playing straight. They have no problem hiring a gay actor to play a straight man. It's very believable. I think actors are actors. That's a whole different thing on my entertainment show I don't want to go off on. But I don't know. I really like Hallmark Channel a lot, so I wanted to give them a big shout out. And with 103 original films and a 365-day year, that's pretty impressive. So.
Hey, dude, I'm looking at the clock, and that clock says that we have 25 seconds. Is my clock different than yours?
Yeah, my saying we have 7 minutes left, 4:53 on mine.
Yeah, I got 59:47, 48. Like, we're going to end in 9 seconds.
Well, 12 seconds. We'll be okay. We'll be okay. I got us programmed. I was programmed for an hour and a half just in case you and I get on a tear. So we're good.
Okay.
We go over a little bit. We're good. But like I said, according to mine, it's showing 9 minutes. I don't know if my computer's off or what. It shows 4:53 on my television clock, too, on my cable clock. So it might be you.
Interesting.
It might be you.
I got, we're already been connected for over an hour. So.
Because you signed on 6 minutes early. We were talking.
Okay. All right. So 6 minutes. Okay.
Really, man.
Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, man.
All right, guys, you can call us.
We're discussing the technical
left.
Aspects of running a radio
Give
show.
Give us a call, 347-989-0126. We have Tim listening in. Tim called in, but he's just listening. He's not ready for a question yet. But, Tim, whenever you just hit one on your phone, we'll see you ready to ask a question. Anyone else that wants to call, come on in. We see you out there listening. What else did I talk about? We can jump in.
Now,
we talked about Oscars the other day. But we might want to jump into Oscars just for a couple seconds.
Is that this weekend?
That is this weekend.
That's this weekend, and they don't have a host. So it'll be interesting. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if it moves along any faster than it has in the past. I'm not sure what they're going to actually do with it. So,
right, it's going to be interesting to see what happens because they're just going to do their own little bits. The opening is going to be the weirdest because they always have that monologue or the thing of songs. So, it'll be interesting. I'm really excited to see what the opening is going to look like. But this year, it's the last weekend of Black History Month, and it's going to be a pretty interesting Oscars for Black people because they have a lot of interesting things up. It could be the very first time a Black director wins with Spike Lee up for Black Klansman. Black Panther has a lot of ancillary awards, and a lot of their crew and cast was Black, so there's people for like scene and set direction and all these things. They're up for first time awards ever to Blacks from that category. Mahershala Ali for Green Book for Best Supporting Actor. He won last year, of course, for Moonlighting. It'll be the first time that an African-American actor won 2 years in a row, which would be very cool for a certain thing. Jordan Peele is up for Black Klansman as well as a co-producer. And first time since he won for Got Out last year, it'll be another time. So could be a banner year for Blacks in entertainment industry. So we'll see what happens with Oscar this year. They're pretty excited about it. I think that'd be a nice way to end Black History Month. Of course, we always wanted to go to the best person in each category, but I thought that was kind of interesting. And I think they're taking four categories off air that has a big controversy as well. The host contract, I think they're taking short form documentary and an editing thing and like two other categories off the air this year that's got a lot of entertainment people not happy as well. It'll be an interesting Oscars. All right, man. 4 minutes.
Hey, dude, sorry. I missed that. What was that?
I was just talking about the diversity of Oscars, and then they are pulling four awards off the televised version this year. So without a host and pulling four awards off, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and for the first time, two Latinas are also nominated for Best Actress. So that's another
fantastic thing.
Well,
we have about 3 minutes left, so let's know what you want to talk about. There's so much we didn't get to. We have a big controversy breaking today with the Labor Secretary, of course, and what happened with him down in Florida. We have that Coast Guard officer that was making terrorist plans at his desk. The China deal talks were extended today, we found out. So much news happening that you're going to have to join us every Monday through Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, we're going to take a break for the weekend and just all hell is going to break loose. And then we'll be back on Monday to discuss what hell broke loose.
Exactly. So much stuff going on in the news. Not even funny. Well, guys, we appreciate you tuning in today. We're going to go ahead and log out so we can play a final song here. We hope you'll join us, like we said, every Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern time, 1 o'clock Pacific time, every other time in between in your time zone. Craig Hurley, thanks for standing on my soapbox with me. I appreciate it, my friend.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, everybody be nice to each other. Treat each other well. Love the people around you.
If you're out in the Chicago area, look for the Abuelas playing where?
Victory Gardens Theater. It's the Biograph on Lincoln.
Victory Gardens Theater. Look for Craig's fiance, Katie Barberi. Absolutely phenomenal. The reviews are just glowing for the Abuelas.
Oh, my God. The reviews are just insane. Everybody, Broadway World, everybody, Chicago Tribune, Chicago Sun-Times, everybody's going nuts over it. Going absolutely nuts over it.
All right, and pick yourself up a Italian meat sandwich and talk to us about it on Monday. I want to
Italian beef.
There you go.
Get Italian beef.
All right,
dude.
Guys,
yeah, thank you.
This is Standing on Our Soapbox. We will see you Monday. Bye-bye.
Peace.